You know, the thing that has a lot of people concerned is when you keep these zero-day vulnerabilities to yourself and you don't tell Apple or you don't tell Google or you don't tell Microsoft, hey, there's this hole in your software, that means that identity thieves, other governments could also be using this. And I mean, I think there's also general discomfort, to put it mildly, with consumers who say, wait a minute, I thought that that my product was safe, but here I don't necessarily know whether it's even my government's looking out for my best interests.
Well, again, I think the, you know, the fundamental issue that's involved here is whether or not we want our intelligence agencies and our law enforcement agencies to be able to protect our country. And I know that there's often this debate about are we going to be able to protect our security and our freedoms at the same time. I believe we can. I don't think we have to make a choice on that. The reality is that what the CIA has done in terms of its capabilities and what it is able to do is done pursuant to the law and is done pursuant to oversight by the Congress and by the intelligence committees on the Hill. They are fully aware of what capabilities the CIA has. And that is the way we try to protect our freedoms at the same time.